to walk 20 miles in the snow to log on to the internet.
If we crave live interaction, we can have type-written conversations in chat rooms.
Wow, Marsha, I like that satellite picture.
My doctor told me I was too old to hyperlink. I hyperlink all the time.
I just thought I'd talk a little bit, reveal myself. No, this isn't chat roulette. Oh, a lot of wangs on chat roulette. Topical. Look at that. And on Facebook and MySpace and all that. He's on the internet. I was just thinking the other day about how strange my first sexual thought was. I was probably, 11 or 12, and I was watching Scooby-Doo, and Scooby-Doo was running around. Shaggy was there, and in this episode, they were sort of helping these hillbillies, and one of the hillbilly girls had a crush on Shaggy, who's not the dog. It doesn't get that weird. So she's, chasing Shaggy. Oh, I want to kiss you. And Shaggy's trying to get away, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. And then the hillbilly girl grabs Shaggy and pulls him into a barn, and you can hear, kissing noises. And Shaggy's trying to get away. Ooh, Shaggy. Kissing those, trying to get away.
Shaggy's talking to him about himself in the third person.
Shaggy in a dress, it turns out. That was a twist. This is going on. Shaggy's trying to get away. And then I have this thought that it felt like it came from a different part of my brain. It said, "Ooh, I wouldn't try to get away. I'd stay there." And then my sort of my young non-puberty self went, what was that? What the fuck was that? I totally surprised myself. I knew a guy who punched a horse once. Anna, when you were sort of 12 or 13, you were saying before that you listed places you would like to have sex in, but you didn't really know what sex was
about.
That's
right. My friend and I think we were in year 7, and we formed a list of our top 10 places to have sex or something like that. It wasn't about the sex, it was about the location.
It's like the image of it. So, you saw it in a movie,
yeah,
and you're like, whatever sex is, I want to do it there.
There, that's right. So, one of them was a ballroom, a ball pit, at a playground or a McDonald's.
You could call it a ball pit, all right.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. And another one was an igloo. There was... from, I don't know, kissing around in the water at night where there's phosphorus.
What is phosphorus?
Oh, sorry, Sam. I assumed you'd know that kind of common knowledge.
In the country, so don't have science in the
country. I don't know, they're little animals that live in the water and they sparkle at night. It's beautiful.
Are they animals, though?
It wasn't about the sex, it was about the phosphorus.
Lorraine, I take your non-contact as an affirmative reply to you being my lover. As a female partner, you shall perm your hair on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. As for the doggy slander, you shall donate $1,000 to the Wigs for Balding Dogs Foundation. They are in dire need for bobs. Call me.
Kerry, what about you? What was your first sexual thought? Or... Did you have one distinct moment where you're like, I think I'm going to have sex with women now? How'd it go?
I was a late bloomer. I didn't find out about sex until maybe 3 minutes ago when we started the segment. So it's kind of blown my mind and several parts of my body. But my first memory of discussing sexual matters was probably, I remember I was a bit of a basketball fan and I found out Earl Magic Johnson had AIDS. And I was really, really distraught for him. Like, oh, poor guy. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's affecting his body in ways I can imagine elsewhere. I don't know. What am I saying? So I went up to my mum and I said, Mum, what's AIDS? She said, it's when you have sex too much. Oh, I said, oh, God. From that point, I knew I had to make a list of You know, how many times I had sex just so I keep under the threshold of getting AIDS.
The thing is about that story is, like, she left out the vital point, which was, it's when you have sex with too many people who have AIDS.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She didn't. And she and obviously it's like, in a roundabout way, it's true. Like, if someone has sex with a lot of people, different people, and doesn't use protection, they are probably going to get an STD or something. But you didn't really know. It was a bit ambiguous. You know, it was a little bit confusing. Very nice.
Skip page 3, head straight to the light stuff.
Lena's column.
Don't watch the SBS news? Good, who needs them?
Lena's column.
Want ill-informed opinions without the drudge?
Whee!
Well then, welcome home to my column.
Whee!
P.S. Men are the worst.
Oscar, Olivia and Isabella, I've put Yo Gabba Gabba on, now it's time for Mummy to work. Motherhood is a blessing. If I could get anything across to you, reader, it would be that. Please know that a childless life is no life at all. I love to pick up on the nuanced behaviour of the sexes. You probably have never thought about it before because it's so naturalised, but women and men are different. Luckily, I'm here to articulate the things you fail to see every day with my poetic musings. You're thinking, that's so true. I just do it naturally. What else can I write about? I've got to get this word count up. Pink. I like her. Now she is a confident woman. She's got tattoos. She's redefining mainstream pop for the better. She broke up with her husband, but she took him back. What a statement. School pickup time. That's always chaotic, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Do you know that sometimes women are portrayed badly in the media? I'm a writer, so I'm exceptional with words. For example, sometimes I'll use utilise instead of use. But don't be intimidated. I'm a mum after all. Something about iPads. It's funny how the kids are better at using them than I am, and I'm an adult sometimes. They get greasy, sticky, buttery fingers all over my screen. Oof, it can be very frustrating. I read Eat, Pray, Love though, and that really soothes me. Kids, 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 kids. And that's 500 words. So, guys, the other day I asked my friend for some soy milk as opposed to cow's milk, and he said, don't be such a wanker. Call it...
Kerry, what's...
He said, call it milk. It's just regular milk. Don't be so pretentious.
Do you want a break?
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Anna was just in the middle of
the
story.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's just... let's just take a break. Anna, can you just grab us a glass of water? Sorry, I just... No.
Okay. Are you lactose intolerant? I can't bring out milk?
No, okay. I have a tolerance. It's fine. I'm liberal-minded. Can I just get a bit...
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, sure.
No, sorry. Yes. Oh, sorry, Sam.
Sorry, but we didn't have much time.
I know. It's, look, it's just... I don't even know how to say it.
We don't have much time, man.
I know.
Press on.
Have you I don't know. Have you noticed Anna?
Yes.
Yeah. But have you noticed what's going on with her?
Well, she's it's going. I don't know. It's going quite well. We've done a
quite well for a
Melburnian. I'm from the country, so that doesn't...
Sam.
What?
Anna's, Anna's a girl.
Well, yes, I've noticed that.
Yeah. But...
When she's...
But we're talking about shoes. We're trying to do a podcast. Well, we're trying to do a podcast, but we're trying to do...
Yeah.
We're trying to be funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't really think about it either because we're doing, like, anecdotal stuff and it didn't really matter so much, but...
Anna is a girl and we're trying to do comedy with a girl.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But...
I
didn't notice either because it's easy to just look at a
because
woman.
On the face of it, she says funny things, but she's a girl. So that those two sentences don't make sense. So...
How are we gonna let her know?
Okay, Anna?
Yeah?
Do you want to... we've got to tell her now.
We've got to do it. We've got to do it now.
I don't want to. I'm not telling
you. Can you just come back here?
Here's your waters.
Oh, thank you. That's really lovely. We just got something to bring up. Kerry just. I don't know if you want to go.
I didn't want to do it.
We just realised that. This is so tough. We realise you're a girl. And we're trying to, like, this. We're starting out, and we know that hopefully we'll get better. But this is sort of a comedy podcast,
and it won't get better.
God. I didn't think you'd notice, to be honest.
I thought
it'd go under the radar.
Well,
if we want to have a crack at, you know, I mean, if we want to be the next Wilbur Wilds, you know, if we want to be the next
Dave,
you know,
Hughes,
you know, if we want to be the next James Sherry, I mean.
I understand.
We want to make it, so
I'm really sorry.
I think that maybe you should.
You should
probably just leave now because we've lost so much time recording.
It is probably better for all of us.
Can I just say I'm really sorry that I've deceived you. I just hoped that this day would never come, I guess, and that I could just sort of.
The more you speak, I mean.
Could I just try and smash some of those misconceptions right here and right now? If I can prove to you two. That I can be funny.
It's just going to be like a man.
Yeah. And look, it's just like it is a waste.
How long
okay,
is
ready?
A waste
here we go.
No, 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 no.
Here
oh
we go.
God.
Here's an example. No, okay. he goes nothing. This is just off the cuff.
Okay.
I mean,
oh,
I get a period every single month.
Oh my God! Why didn't we
without
know?
Fail?
Oh my God.
And
I told you just let her go. Just let her go.
Means that I am a bit grumpy.
Anna. It's not
My family and I, we use so much toilet paper.
Oh,
we use it all up.
No, seriously.
We use it all
this
up.
This is awful.
I'm
going to be sick.
Sam, I didn't want to...
Get me...
Actually...
Anna, please, I mean...
Jeez, I'll tell you what sex with a condom reminds you of.
Oh,
a pig in a raincoat.
Oh, no,
Jesus
Anna.
Christ.
Anna.
I think you should go.
Yeah, Anna. Look, Anna, it's not... look, we may work together as... It's not. Yeah, I'm not saying
if
that we're not going to work
yeah,
together.
I mean, if you know, we've got a visual format, and that's always good for girls.
That would work great. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. You could giggle at us, and we'd be, you know.
You know what I mean? And
we'd look like guys who might get a girl.
Yeah,
like
it would
you.
Really help the promo shots if you were there. We're just not going to involve you in the show.
Yeah.
Because look, it's just a waste of time for you. Know,
okay.
Thanks,
I get it now. Thank you, guys.
Sam's giving us a wrap up
Bye.
At the moment.
Thanks, Anna. Bye.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Bullet dodged.
No. Oh, my God. It could have been terrible.
Formerly Ground is Lava podcast, now chick free. It's the duck in the bucket. And now our weekly segment, She Was Asking For It.
She was asking for it.
Yeah, so Bucket, I was walking down the street, all right? And this girl walks over and she's like, oh, I want some directions. You know what?
She was asking for it.
You know the girl who served me at Starbucks, right? She asked for my name. Why does she need that?
She was asking for
Try
it.
Try this one on, Bucket. Girl sent me to look me in the eye. Why was she doing that?
She was asking for it.
And now to read the news, the only chick you'll find on the duck in the bucket, it's Trixie. Hey, Trixie.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
You guys can't say all that stuff.
Oh, we did, though. I love group sex.
The duck in the bucket.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Ground is Lava podcast, episode 2. My name's Sam. Make sure that you go to thegroundislava.com for more articles, podcasts, and video sketches. Thank you so much for listening. This is Kerry.
Hi.
And this is Anna.
Hey.
Anna has a lovely mustache. High five.